My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, when we look at the readings of today, especially the first reading and the gospel, they give account of the ascension of our Lord. When our Lord came down from heaven and became like us in everything except sin, it does not mean that he left heaven. And today, as we celebrate his ascension into heaven, it does not mean that when he ascended into heaven, he left behind his human nature. No. Christ, as we all know, has two natures, human nature and divine nature. In heaven, the two natures are there. He is fully man and fully God in heaven. As God, he is everywhere. He is in heaven and he is with us now as we are speaking. In the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 18, verse 20, Jesus says, "Where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in their midst." You see, heaven starts here, but does not end here on earth. And hell, equally, starts here, but does not end here. Life can be described in so many ways. It can be described as a journey, as a battle, as a pilgrimage, as a race. If it is a journey, it must be completed. If it is a battle, it must be won. If it is a pilgrimage, it must be concluded. If it is a race, it must be won. A man called Nathan Schaeffer says, "Think of the questions you'll be asked at the end of your life." He says, the question will not be how much you have got, but how much have you given? It will not be how much have you won, but how much have you done? It will not be how much have you saved in your bank account, but how much have you sacrificed? It will be how much you have loved and served, and not how much were you honored. Today, as we said at the beginning of this Mass, today is Mother's Day. We celebrate all the mothers. Your mother is the only person that carried you in her womb for 9 months, in her arms for 3 years, and in her heart forever. A child went to his mother, who was preparing dinner in the kitchen, and handed over to her a note. And the note stated, "Mom, you are owing me. For cleaning the lawn this week, I'm charging you $5. For making my bed this week, $5. For looking after my little brother, John, while you were there in the kitchen preparing dinner, $5. For taking away the trash, $3. And for getting a good report from school, $2. When you add up this, the total will be $20. The child wrote, "Mom, you are owing me $20. And when the mom looked at the child, a 7-year-old son, 1,000 memories flashed through her mind. And she picked up a pen and turned over the note and wrote, "My son, for carrying you 9 months in my womb, no charge. For all the sleepless nights I sat up with you when you were sick, not seeing you, caring for you, no charge. For all the worries and headaches I had because of you, no charge. For the knowledge, the cost of your education, for the advice I gave you, no charge. For the food, the clothes, the toys I gave you, no charge. For wiping your nose, no charge. And when you add up these, the cost of my love for you is no charge." When the child read this, he began to cry. And the child took a pen and wrote in front of the note, "Fully paid." And says to the mother, "Mom, I love you." So mothers, we celebrate you today. We love you. Not only today, we celebrate you always. May God bless you.